Now, with respect to our privacy, folks, and gosh, we need to be really protective of privacy issues in this country. We live under a constitution that has survived for an excess of 200 years. It has lots of privacy protections in it, and all of us want to see that happen. But let me just tell you what's going to happen if this amendment comes to the floor and should happen to pass. Today, the metadata that is collected by the NSA can be accessed by 22 individuals. 22. That means there's an opportunity for leaks to occur or for individual privacy rights to be breached by 22 people. If this amendment ever became law, all of a sudden, all of the telecoms are going to be holding this metadata information as opposed to the NSA holding it. All of those telecoms have thousands of employees, lots of whom have access to this, will have access to this metadata. So instead of having the potential for 22 people to breach the privacy rights of American citizens, all of a sudden you're going to have thousands of opportunities for the privacy rights of Americans to be breached. And let me just close by saying that this program has been criticized an awful lot simply because of the leaks that Mr. Snowden made because of his theft of government property. But the fact is, there cannot be one single case pointed to by anybody who can show that as a result of collection of metadata under 215, any American has had their privacy rights breached. It simply has not happened. It will not happen if we keep this program in place. Do we need to modify it? You bet. And Senator Feinstein and I did a good job of that, considering 10 amendments within our committee, voting on all 10 of them. Some of them passed, some of them didn't. And the bill came out of our committee on a bipartisan vote. This amendment